Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com on the line, author of Letters to the Beloved, the devotional commentary in the New Testament. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've got the personality questions, a few of those. We'll continue on in the Sermon on the Mount. But my first question this morning is, as friendly and affable as you sound on the radio, are there times where in person or on social media that you get criticized or you get the sense that somebody just doesn't like you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Particularly if I'm addressing something that can be a little bit of a hot-button issue, even if I do it with grace or with curiosity, people often will assume the worst. People will call names, that sort of thing. So, yeah, it definitely happens.
So does that get in your head? It's kind of like Tom Brady may have won 7 Super Bowls, but my guess is what pains him more is the 3 he lost. I mean, it just is like you can get, you know, there's praise and criticism. And so I'm dealing with the criticism thing, but that's what I'm thinking about. But also just you can get a sense sometimes like that person just doesn't like me.
Yeah, I definitely can get that piece, too. And it's so much easier to get stuck on the criticism or the negative part. And I was asking myself, did I do something wrong? Did I approach that wrong? Could I have done it differently? And I think in this world, there's going to be conflict. And I'm somebody who likes to make everybody happy. And it doesn't just work that way all the time.
Yeah. No, I hear you on that one. I mean, yeah. I could probably wear a sign that says, I want you to like me. So anyway.
Yes.
All right. Well, that was just on my mind. And that's really 2.5 years into this show. That's really something that I've tried to do is just say, all right, this is what I'm thinking about this morning. That's what I'm going to ask Jason about. So.
Right.
Love it. All right, we're ready for the personality questions. There are ultimately 70 of them. You've got questions 25 through 27. It's the Please Understand Me, Volume 2 from David Kiersey, Temperament, Character, and Intelligence. Here we go. In a heated discussion, what do you know? Do you A, stick to your guns, or B, look for common ground?
I'm going to say B. I try to look for common ground.
Yeah, okay. Number 26, is it better to be A, just, or B, merciful?
B, merciful.
Amen. I'm glad you answered that. And 27, at work, is it more natural for you to A, point out mistakes, or B, try to please others?
B, try to please others.
Me too. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good. All right.
We're both people pleasers.
Yeah, we are. Sometimes I can think like it. So everybody isn't? Is everybody a people pleaser? Not, apparently not.
No, for sure not. No, okay. Yeah.
I wonder what it's like to live in that headspace of not being one. But anyway,
yeah, okay. I don't know. Good question.
All right. I guess verse 48, just one verse, but something tells me Letters to the Beloved has more to say about this than the scripture passage. Go ahead.
Yeah, Matthew 5:48, one of my favorites. It says, But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Now I'm going to read what you wrote, but then you give me the final word. Here we go.
You bet.
Jason's take on this in Letters to the Beloved is, you might find verse 48 discouraging or even frightening. Most modern Bible translators render Jesus' words here as, you must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. When you read it that way, what stirs in you? That's one of your favorite questions. What stirs in you? Do you feel consoled? Yeah. Are you comforted by the thought of measuring up not only to the best Christian you know, but to my perfect standard? Listen, I know all your imperfections. You'll never be perfect. It's impossible. Only one person has ever attained moral perfection. My son, Jesus. Final paragraph. In truth, the word that translators render as perfect, the Greek word teleos, is better translated as whole or complete. In other words, I'm not calling you to a life of moral perfection, which deals with your behavior. I'm inviting you into wholeness. Turn from your fragmented self to the completeness found only in me. Thoughts?
Yeah, I love that. You know, I have talked about that probably on this show multiple times.
Yes, you have.
That idea of be whole as your Father in heaven is whole. You know, we're invited into that place. And for me, there's just something different about thinking about, you know, being called to this place of wholeness, of integration. Perfection seems like such a heavy standard. And, you know, and I think Jesus was reminding his listeners, hey, you know what? We're inviting you into this wholeness, this completeness found in the Father. And I think he would say, and in me. I think that that is encouraging and exciting for me to think about that.
Great stuff. Breakfast tomorrow.
See you there.
Very good. I was hoping he'd say that. The Whip Wake Up Show, the day after the second of four parking lot picnics here at WWIB yesterday. And Caleb's just a beehive of activity.
Yes, a very full day of fun from 11 to 7, 8 hours, and plus all the setup time and such, too. And man, just such a great crew here getting things set up and taken down at the end. And, man, we really had a lot of fun. Ohana Pizza Company, one of the area's newest food trucks, maybe the newest. And thank you to Brandon and his crew. Again, they served a lot of people. And that wood-fired brick oven pizza, I mean, just rave reviews all over the place, Alvo. And I did try the Aloha with, it's kind of like that roasted chicken and then a little of the sweet Hawaiian drizzle on top, the red onions, gooey, melty cheese, and the crust was fantastic. My kids had the cheese fries. Just everybody I talked to said this pizza is incredible.
Yeah, I saw some great pictures of your kids on Facebook in terms of just the overall event. I mean, just the eight-hour parking lot picnic. That's what it was, right?
Yeah. Olson's Ice Cream, again, we appreciate them. Mm-hmm. And just our food truck partners, too, saying, you bet, we'll forego our tips, come to the event, and let all those tips be given to the featured cause. And, of course, that was Sleepin' Heavenly Peace. Derek and Micah and the entire crew, they were a little shorthanded on volunteers, Halvo, and yet somehow, and Derek said, it had to be a God thing, because he said, we didn't have nearly enough volunteers for what I thought we would need to build 20 beds in 3 hours. And he said, somehow,
they did it.
Somehow we did it.
Wow.
And he said, he just wanted to give a shout out to the volunteers. He said, everybody worked so hard, and it was not cool yesterday. It was warm out there, but he said, man, we worked those volunteers hard. And he said, just so grateful for them getting them done. And MyPillow coming through to supply MyPillow Classics and Giza Dream Sheet Sets for all of those beds. Really, really fantastic. And
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, it was just great to see. I mean, again, we're talking about $250 per bed to get it constructed, purchase the wood, the materials, and again, pillows and sheets and things like that, typically $250. And so we're still waiting to see what came in online, and you can still, maybe you saw the Facebook post and want to give a gift online. But, yeah, we saw almost $2,300 in tips and sponsor matching donations given yesterday, and still waiting to see what might come in online. So really cool. I mean, because that's almost 10 beds completely paid for right then and there.
And so many of our great business sponsors, I heard some of your interviews with them, and so appreciative. Just working together, right? Listeners, businesses, I mean, and building the kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely. A quick shout out to those businesses, our presenting sponsor, Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership. And again, all these businesses gave a gift toward that matching challenge. Avenue Orchard and Team Appleseed was here with Soda Tool. Thank you, Christy and Lemoyne and the crew there. Thank you, Smiles in Motion. Thank you, Crystal Orthodontics, everybody who showed up. And a special shout out to my friends from Jump River. We hung out most of the day. JoJo was my buddy throughout the day. And yeah, maybe he's going to be an intern here too. And then Evelyn was looking over him throughout the day. And I think she took a few extra water balloons because of it. So we really had a great time. Josh Stream was here from the Saturday Stream. Mm-hmm. He put on a lot of temporary tattoos. And I ticketed a couple vehicles in a good way with our WIB sticker patrol. Since they were sporting our WWIB car window stickers, it's like, yeah, I think we could get you a ticket for some free food as well. So pretty cool, fun day, long day. But a very blessed day, and everybody loved those inflatables, too, including the Spider-Man obstacle course. I won't go into the fact of how JoJo is 24 years younger than me, and he's still clean my clock when we race through that. So it's time to do it. We promised this yesterday. Everybody who came out had the chance to sign up at our WWIB booth at the parking lot picnic to win two full event One Fest tickets. It's coming up July 29th through the 31st. Yeah, there's a lot of people who signed up. And now it's time to see who we are sending with a guest to OneFest 2022. And the winner is...
from Chippewa Falls, Justana Weimer.
Congratulations, Justana. You're going to OneFest with a guest. Enjoy. And you know what? I love Chippewa. I love every winners. But yeah, from my adopted hometown of Chippewa Falls, it's great to see the support for the parking lot picnic. Thank you for coming. And... One Fest is in Chippewa, too, so it won't be a long commute.
Congratulations, Justana.
749, 71 degrees. It's that time here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havo on WWIB, where we try to get you caught up on everything that you might have missed in the past week because we know you lead such busy lives. There's so much going on. News, sports, politics, pop culture. You can't possibly keep up with it all, but we know you want to stay informed, so we aggregate all of that information for you, and then... Here on Fridays, it's our tradition. We bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time, friends. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Yeah, a lot of the heavier stuff we leave to others, but, you know, some of the lighter things. For instance, Caleb, car color is more important to men than to women. According to a survey, yes, 60% of men say that color is the deciding factor when they're buying a vehicle.
Color? Smell is how I decide, preferably... That new car smell of Chick-fil-A or Culver's in the interior. Yes, please.
Yeah, right.
Well, NASA recently lost contact with a small spacecraft going to the moon.
Maybe it doesn't want to be found. It sees what's going on here and is like, nah, I'm out.
Right?
I think so. A study confirms that 3 to 5 cups of coffee, I'm on my second, 3 to 5 cups per day works like medicine.
Which explains Starbucks' $50 copay. The guys who created the Netflix series Stranger Things are working on spinoffs, movies, and stage plays.
Hold it. It's 2022. Weren't they supposed to announce a podcast?
Yes, everyone has one of those.
Hey, for the second time in a week, a visitor to Yellowstone National Park has had a rough encounter with a bison.
Park officials are working on a special safety patrol, but first they're running it by legal to see if the right to bear arms can also be used as a right to arm bears. That'll solve it.
There you go.
According to a new study, if you're pulling your luggage on wheels and the wheels begin to wobble, what you need to do to restabilize them is to start moving faster.
And in absolutely no way will that make you or your luggage appear extra suspicious to airport security.
Nope.
And finally this morning, a study found that you reduce your risk of heart attack by 10% by eating sardines and anchovies.
And you reduce your chances of a good night kiss by 90%.
There you go.
Those are your headlines. And now you're all caught up. Finding Faith is called Good Hands. I remember when that song first came out, and it was a song that really ministered to me in my life a lot after my grandpa had passed away. And it was one of the times when I think probably the first time in my life, which maybe has been sheltered in a lot of ways, where death really struck closest. And we know that, again, death is that final enemy, right? That last enemy to be destroyed. And when I was really struggling, really kind of reeling after my grandpa passed away and missing him so much, that song was just so comforting to me that, hey, the hands that hold the very universe are the ones holding me, holding my family, holding all of you as well. And they're good. They're good hands because he is good and what he does is good. Sometimes we don't know what he's doing, but we know who he is. We know that he can always be trusted. Finding faith there with good hands. We've got the best of the week, Halvo's Labor of Love. There were a little bit of chaos going on behind the scenes, but we've got it ready for you here and now. Take a listen.
So what we have before us this morning is some people have some odd and even occasionally unusual descriptions in their profiles. We've got
you
some
only
to
get
show.
One chance to make a first impression.
Yeah, right.
Quote, I have little or no empathy with other humans.
Boy, that would I would
sounds
not...
like a keeper, Mom.
No, run for the hills.
National Recreation and Parks Month. Get out and enjoy some of those great parks.
Is this the month to watch Parks and Rec then? Is that what they're saying?
I suppose. Some of both.
All right. Well, after 2 years off due to the pandemic, the running of the bulls is back in Pamplona, Spain. British author and bullfighting expert Alexander Fisk Harrison did run with the bulls at Pamplona for a number of years. And some time ago, he shared some tips, and we've got them for the listeners this morning.
Tip number one, he says, is plan. Watch as many videos as you can and realize that you must be physically, psychologically, and technically able to run between thousands of idiots, among which will appear, as though by magic, half-ton-plus wild animals with swords attached to their heads.
Why would somebody do this?
Here's one that says, I want to actually put this on their profile. If you want a socially awkward, nerdy redneck carnivore with road rage issues on a part-time basis, then hit me up. How do you even dig into that one?
One of the great athletes of all time. This is his day. Joey Chestnut, the most famous competitive eater around, is not letting an injury stop him from defending his title. And you might think, well, what's an injury that would hamper a champion eater? Well, here's the deal. Joey Chestnut, the not 5-time, not 10-time, not 12-time, the 14-time Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest champion.
Incredible.
Is set to defend his title today despite a ruptured tendon in his right leg.
Speaking of incredible athletes, I heard a hypothetical pose that I'm going to pose to you now.
Okay.
Involving Joey Chestnut. Now,
yes.
You know, he's the best at what he does. There's another person who's famously the best at what they do. Usain Bolt, fastest man in the world. Now, Joey Chestnut and Usain Bolt. Challenge is, they both have to eat 20 hot dogs, then run 20 meters. Who does it first?
I have to just ponder that.
I mean, I guess about that. Both of them, incredible in their fields. Now it's a sort of two-sided race here.
Yeah.
Two challenges, pairing them both up against the thing that they do best.
I would have to look at the numbers and see what is Usain's hot dog eating capability.
Right. This is something that has not been explored yet, and I think that's a shame.
Well, Joey, even playing hurt, powered through to win his 15th title in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest yesterday in Coney Island. The competition eater chewed through 63 hot dogs, not his record high 76, but still, he clinched the mustard belt in Coney Island yesterday, his 16th competition and his 7th consecutive win. During the competition, a protester wearing a Darth Vader mask rushed the stage and stood next to Chestnut holding a sign. Chestnut briefly put the protester in a headlock before shoving them aside and finishing the contest. Who said hot dog eating couldn't be entertaining? Here's another one. My hobbies are binge watching TV shows and binge eating marshmallows.
All right, then.
Caleb, we got a lot of breaking news this morning. Let me start on the national, international scene. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, resigning this morning amid some ethics scandals. Also, we've got my different family members involved because I've reached out to my daughter, Grace, like, hey, what's the reaction there? She says, the house I am in is glad.
That's so cool. Again, this is the news coverage and the news service that you get with WWIB. The Halversons are everywhere.
And so Peggy Halverson let us know that power's out all along Birch Street, went on around 6:30 this morning. She's out at a Thursday morning Rotary meeting. She says, from 53 to Phoenix Park. So we're getting that clarification.
Yes.
From Highway 53 to Phoenix Park, the power is out.
So Dawson and Elena, what news are they breaking this morning?
I don't know. I got to check with them.
So we actually just merged with the Eau Claire chapter as well. So now we're just one big chapter serving Chippewa Valley. And collectively, we've delivered 438 beds in this area. And it's just been tremendous. Going to these homes, walking in there, seeing the kids' smiles, jumping on their own bed for the first time. It's just absolutely amazing.
Odd things that are actually on people's dating profiles. If I do meet someone, she will have to understand that I will spend more time away than with her.
Now that, you know, relationships often do work out that way, but basically, like, let's meet so we can stay apart.